Please turn to Psalm 138. Psalm 138 in our Bible, Old Testament, page number 627. Psalm 138 of David. I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. Before the gods, I will sing your praise. I will bow down towards your holy temple and will praise your name for your unfailing love and your faithfulness. For you have so exalted your solemn decree that it surpasses your fame. When I called, you answered me. You greatly emboldened me. May all the kings of the earth praise you, Lord, when they hear what you have decreed. May they sing of the ways of the Lord, for the glory of the Lord is great. Though the Lord is exalted, he looks kindly on the lowly. Though lofty, he sees them from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the anger of my foes. With your right hand, you save me. The Lord will vindicate me. Your love, Lord, endures forever. Do not abandon the works of your hands. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Lord, as we go into here and listen from you, Lord, help us to understand and apply in our life and bring glory to your name. Amen. As we have ended 2022, I would like to ask a couple of questions before I going through this Psalm 138. The first question I would like to ask and think about what your answers might be. How did you end 2021? How did you end 2021? The second one, how did you begin 2022? When I ask this question, I'm not throwing that question to you. I'm also asking myself, how did I end? How did I begin? You might say, I ended 2021 joyfully, cheerfully, happily, or you might say, I ended with sadness, sorrows, with lots of disappointments, with lots of discouragements. For the second question, you might say, I began 2022 with great hope or great encouragement, or with great confidence. Or you might say, I began with great fear, the anxiety, or lots of uncertainties. Whatever you say in your answers to this question, there must be a reason for it, isn't it? I enjoyed the last year because you're going to give that reason. Might be, I received what I expected in 2021. My expectations were met. I was able to do this and that and so on. Yes, I'm happy. Or 2021 wasn't great because I had to go through lots of difficulties. I met lots of disappointments. that came through in my life. There was illness, the financial struggles, the broken relationships, the loss in my family or in our wider family, the COVID situation. Whatever the answers coming to our mind, or it came to you, this Psalm 138 helps us this morning to look at God, what he has done. That's all I would like to share with you this morning. Two main things under big heading, humble thanksgiving. Humble thanksgiving. Please turn with me that verses 1 to 3, the first point, humble thanksgiving means praising God. Praising God. Verses 1 to 3, please look with me, verses 1 to 3. I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart before the gods. I will sing your praise. I will bow down towards your holy temple and will praise your name. For your unfailing love and your faithfulness, for you have so exalted your solemn decree that it surpasses your fame. When I called, you answered me. You greatly emboldened me. In the beginning, we saw that this psalm is written by David. What first coming to his mind? Praising God. In verse 1, he says, praise, I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. Praising God. Whatever the experience we may have in the past, whether it's sweet or bitter, whether our life was successful or unsuccessful, whether I was discouraged or encouraged, praising God. I will praise God. Look at verse 2. I will bow down towards your holy temple. I will praise your name. Why he is praising his name? For your unfailing love and your faithfulness. For your unfailing love. For your loving kindness. For your truth. I will praise you. The Lord has been faithful in our lives, so I will praise him. Whatever the experience I may have, but I will praise him. Not only for that, look, verse 3, he says, when I called, you answered me. You greatly emboldened me. So we all prayed last year. God answered our prayers. Or may not be answered our prayers because he knows what is best for us. But he always answers our prayers. So therefore, I will praise him. It is easier to praise God when things are going well, isn't it? It's easier. But it is very hard to give praise when things are wrong, when we are disappointed, when we are discouraged. But in this psalm, whatever the experience he had, he is praising. I'm sure you will see that psalm is full of praise. But David, we know he had troubles, he went through problems, he was chased by enemies. What he is giving to God? Praise. He is praising before the gods. You see, simple, the small g there, gods. The gods, the other gods, the pagans. But our God is sovereign. The true living God, I will praise him before other gods. I will lift him high. I will sing your praise. And I will bow down. Notice here in verse 1, what David's saying. I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. He's not praising with half-hearted. Or he's not having any reservation not to praise wholeheartedly. What is our heart is full of today? Are our hearts overflowing today, remembering what God has done? In Matthew, Jesus said, for the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. What is our heart full of today? What our hearts are set on. Again, in Matthew chapter 21, for where your treasure is, there your heart will also be. If we ponder at God's faithfulness, his loving kindness, our hearts will overflow what God has done. If we ponder at the treasure we have, then our hearts will go to them. That's what Jesus said. For where your treasure is, there your heart will also be. Are we grateful or ungrateful people today? Have we thought about how much God has given us? Without him, we would have nothing. We would not exist. It is our tendency that if we get 9 things successful or great, and 1 thing going wrong or we got wrong, we always worry about that 1 thing. We forget to give thanks for the 9 things that were successful. That's our tendency, isn't it? That's our nature. But here, he had problems, but still he is giving praise. We should give thanks for whatever we receive from God. We need to praise for his grace, praise for his mercy, praise for his forgiveness, the protection, the guidance, friendship, peace, love, and for being my and your Savior. I will praise you, Lord. So, in these 3 verses, if you look at David saying, I will praise you. Look with me, verses 4 to 5, his tone is slightly changing, and he is saying, who will praise? Kings. Look at with me again, verses 4 and 5. May all the kings of the earth praise you, Lord, when they hear what you have decreed. May they sing of the ways of the Lord, for the glory of the Lord is great. David was himself a king. He is saying that all kings of the earth need to praise. Because why? The kingdom and kings and the leaders and the authorities, they are created by God. The God appointed them to leaders. They might think, yes, I came to the power with my ability, with my support. No, the God put them for us. It came from God. So they need to praise God, what God has done. And look at that verse 5, it says, for the glory of the Lord is great. For the glory of the Lord is great. because one day they need to give account to the Lord. So the kings of the earth will praise. What God has done, not what they did for the country, but what God has done through them to the nation, to us. The second part is, first I said, humble thanksgiving is praising God. The second one, the humble thanksgiving means trusting God. Look at again verses 6 to 8. Though the Lord is exalted, he looks kindly on the lowly. Though lofty, he sees them from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the anger of my foes. With your right hand, you save me. The Lord will vindicate me. Your love, Lord, endures forever. Do not abandon the works of your hand. Humble thanksgiving means trusting God. Trusting God also means humbling ourselves. Humbling ourselves. Look at again with verse 6, though the Lord is exalted, he looks kindly on the lowly. He looks where? On the lowly. From above, he looks down on the lowly, to us. Though lofty, the pride, he sees them from afar. Where does we want God to be? For us, near or far? God distances himself from the proud person. God resists the proud. God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. The Proverbs 15:25 says, the Lord tears down the house of the proud. The Lord tears down. It's a strong word, isn't it? The proud. God hates pride. How do we get rid of pride? Being humble. Isn't it? Being humble. James 4:10 says, humble yourselves before the Lord. He will lift you up. Humble yourself. Many times, what we say to ourselves, I know this. I know how to do it. I know where to get help from my friend or family. We always lean on our understanding. But God wants us to be humble and ask him first, depending on him first, not to being proud, humble ourselves, trusting God, he will do it, himself. So where God this year wants us, close or near, humbling ourselves. God is close to us. The second one of trusting God means believing in his son Jesus. Believing in his son Jesus. Look at with me again, verse 7. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the anger of my foes. And the last one of this verse 7 says, with your right hand you save me. With your right hand you save me. Christ himself is the right hand. Christ himself is the right hand. Why I am saying that? Look with me in Psalm 17:7. Show me the wonders of your great love, you who save by your right hand, those who take refuge in you from their foes. He knew that the right hand is Christ. You who save by your right hand. Last week we celebrated Christmas. What Christmas reminds us? The birth of Jesus. He came from heaven to the earth, the human being. God sent his one and only Son, Jesus, to this world. Why he sent us? So why sent him? To save us. The Bible says we all have sinned. All of us have fallen short of the glory of God. All of us. No one. None of them except it. The good news today is that God loves us so much. He sent his Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins. He became sin for us. We just sang the song. To have peace with God. He was beaten. He was mocked. He was nailed. Why? Because of our sin deserves. We want to be free. What sin deserves. We want to have eternal life with God. He died for us. If you haven't put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, may this year 2022 be the year you accept the Lord Jesus as your Savior. Corinthians 15:57, that reminds us. Thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. If we want victorious life in 2022, it comes through Jesus Christ. He gives victorious life. The last thing, trusting God means having complete confidence in his words. Having complete confidence in his words. Look at with me verse 8. The Lord will vindicate me. Your love, Lord, endures forever. Do not abandon the works of your hands. In the other translation, it says, the Lord will work out his plans for my life. The word vindicate me, sometimes it's not easy to understand. But the other translation, when I look at it, so that's really helped me. The Lord will work out his plans for my life, for your life. As we have ended 2022, by looking at the clock, just 10 past 11, how many hours? We just passed about 35 hours. So many plans and dreams might have come to our minds just within 35 hours. This and that we're going to do this year. This and that we want to accomplish. I want to be successful on this in 2022. The plans. What God says in Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you the hope and a future. That God has a plan for us. You may be saying, women, it is easy to preach from the pulpit, the plan. You don't know the situation I am going through, so I must plan well. I must plan carefully. I'm not saying anything other than from the Bible. God says, what he is saying, again, look at that verse. I know the plans I have for you. God has a plan in our life in 2022. Declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. I'm sure you all have received New Year greetings. What's the New Year greeting? Most of them, Happy New Year and prosperous. Yes, prosperous, prosperity. What they mean normally, the prosperity, I think, the wealth. But here, God say, prosper you, not by God worldly wealth, all spiritual blessing as well. All comes from God. As we read in the children talk in James 1:17, it comes from above, the God. The blessing he gives us not to harm you. Think about the people who sent that messages, the prosperity, what they meant, the prosperity. But the prosperity God gives will not harm us. Why so many rich people in this world, they are not happy? If we receive from God the prosperity, then there will not be any pain, no sorrow. Because that's the way God says, not to harm you. The plans to give you hope and a future. God's plan never fails. But as you know, our plans, we work day and night, working hard, our plans, looking at internet, phoning the travel agent, how much I can save on my holiday, this and that. At the end, sorry, the flight is canceled. Sorry, you are dismissed from your job or something like that. But the plans the Lord have for us. It will never fail. You may have lots of fear as you have ended 2022. The anxiety. What is going to be in 2022? As I said, I am not exempted these questions. I'm not throwing any questions to you. As I have prepared these, I also ask these questions to myself. Is it going to be another lockdown? Will I be safe in this pandemic? How about my children's education? How about my family situation? The financial situation, my health issues, so many things coming to our mind. What God says in Isaiah 41:10, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. Who is saying again in Isaiah, the Lord. Do not fear. The fear will come, yes. But I am with you. I am with you. Not for the 2nd of January. I will be with you forever. Do not be dismayed. Why? I am your God. I will strengthen you. When you are weak, I will strengthen you. That's why we looked at in the past, that before, trusting God. He will strengthen you. He will help you and uphold you with his righteous hand. How God is going to take us through? Look at the second part of verse 8. Your love, Lord, endures forever. Your love. His loving kindness that endures forever. That will be there. He won't stop us loving. His love endures forever. He will take us through as we are standing in 2022. He will take us through. Because he did in the past, 2021, by his grace, we have come through. He will take us through because his love endures forever. And at the end, Psalm finishing, do not abandon the works of your hands. Lord is praying. Lord, do not abandon your works of your hand. Please work out in my life. I'm depending on you. I'm not saying as we trust God, we won't have any troubles or trials this year. Even if they come, troubles and trials, again, look at verse 7. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the anger of my foes. Yes, God will preserve. I'm not saying we will have trouble-free life if we trust our God. Yes, trouble will come or may come, but he will take us through because his love endures forever. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, God is there. He will help us. As we are in 2022, will you give humble thanksgiving for what God has done? Praising him and trusting him. Whatever is going to be, will you keep on praising? Will you keep on putting your trust in him? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you, we thank you because of your loving kindness, because of your grace, because of your faithfulness. Lord, we trust you. Lord, help us to put our trust in you alone, Father, because you are the only one can take us through. None of us. None of them, Father. No other individuals. Lord, help us to put trust in you alone. And having that confidence and believing in your Son Jesus. He came to this world to save us. Bless us, Lord, and do not abandon the works of your hand. Amen.